Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some options that you might want to consider for the transition or pre-fresh diets that you feed on your dairy. You know, in recent years, a lot of us have started using a lot of straw in that diet that we feed to those cows 3 weeks prior to calving. When we have these high straw diets, typically they're dry, and typically the dry matter content of those will be much more than 50%. So a recent study from University of Guelph has indicated that if we add water or reduce the dry matter content of the TMR to about 45%, we will actually reduce the sorting of the diet. This is very important because many times these diets are sorted to the point that many animals may not actually consume the amount of straw that they should. Another thing that they looked at was the chop length of the straw itself. They chopped one part of the straw through a 1-inch screen and the other through a 4-inch screen. The shorter chop straw through a 1-inch screen, when they fed that to animals before freshening, they saw an increase in dry matter intake of about 1.3 pounds. They also observed the animals after calving. Those animals that were on the control diet or the ones that had the larger particle size saw a decrease in dry matter intake after calving. So talk to your nutritionist and evaluate whether or not you should be grinding that straw for these pre-fresh diets, a little smaller than maybe what you are today. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at pre-fresh or transition diets for their dairy cows.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.